Maybe the dream of your heart is to write. Maybe the dream of your heart is to travel. Maybe the dream of your heart is something huge that you can only see, but you can't really feel it or taste it or believe it even right now, because of something that happened in your past. Maybe it wasn't an abortion like me or like Sarah. But what do you say to that woman who's longing and can see it, but just feels like there's an insurmountable obstacle in her path?
Yeah, I really think that the world is desperate for healthy people. And I think until we can get healthy and deal with our issues, and by deal, I mean let the Lord dig in and deal with them and heal us, that we're going to have a really hard time finding freedom and finding delight in our life. We'll have pockets of it, but there won't be a full freedom. And I want to encourage women out there. Can I read a scripture that has...
Please, yes, please.
Okay. This is my life verse, and it's what the Lord has done for me, and I believe it's what the Lord wants to do for all of us, not just, so that we can be healed, so that we can be free, and so that we can be a light to others and glorify God and enjoy our lives, not stay locked up in a dark place. So it's Psalm 41:3, and it says this, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. Now, that first part, that was when I felt like I was in my apartment and I was down on my knees and I was crying out to the Lord. And this scripture says, as I was crying out to you, that he heard me, okay? The next part says, he lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire, and he set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. The Lord can lift you out of any pit that you're in, any pit that you've been in, and he will set you on a firm rock, and he is the rock that you will be set on. And the third part of this scripture is, he put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God, and many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Whatever you're going through, when you cry out the Lord, he will hear you. He wants to lift you out of whatever it is, set you on the firm foundation that is himself alone. And then what he's going to do is he's going to let whatever your story is turn into light so that other people would see him and put their faith in him. And so your story is not just for you, but the first step is your own healing. And once you have that, you will learn how to delight, and the longings of your heart will become so just so beautiful. You'll be able to see, you'll have so much more clarity, and I just really think you'll learn how to delight in your children, in other children, in the people around you, in the world around you, and you'll be able to delight in God and not feel guilty all the time, but enjoy him and enjoy the beautiful things around you.